So fear has many ways of covering itself up. And us all being unique, we've all got our different ways. So some people are very quiet and don't say anything, they say they're shy. Some people are extrovert and they just keep coming out. Some people are angry. Some people play stupid, but it's all a game. Because nobody's stupid, nobody's basically angry, nobody's shy. That's all on top of, I won't say who we are, because that's a whole other something else, who we're not. But we have a behavior on top of a basic level constructed in our childhood of how we cover up who we really are. And the difficulty of that is we cover it up so efficiently we no longer know who we are. In fact, we really think who we are is what is in actual fact constructed behavior. So most people, most of the time, are behaving. And that's what you said and we agreed on with Shakespeare, all the world's a stage and all the people are actors. So people don't know, but they're all acting practically all the time. The only time they don't act is in an emergency, when they panic or they go quiet and they're present. But all the rest, the person is behaving. So with you, you come up over the top of your stillness, over the top of your depth, over the top of your wisdom, over the top of a tremendous, powerful energy that's there, with a great depth. And it's very rare that you come from there. What you do is you come up over the top and you start talking. And you've got remarks and patterns and cliches and things that you say, and you keep saying them and saying them and saying them, and you've always got something to say about something. And we don't get you. What we get is your behavior. And the thing is, when you're trying to point out to somebody about their behavior, the difficulty is you're pointing out their behavior to their behavior. So of course it's not seen as behavior, because the behavior says, well, that's me. That is who I am. And then often comes up, you're not accepting me for who I am. That isn't who you are. That's who you are automatically behaving. And as Bruce Lipton is saying, 95% of the time. And I say 99% of the time. It's very, very, very rare to actually meet somebody at their fundamental depth, where they're there, in their stillness, in their silence, which is not silent and it's not still. As Willie Nelson says, stillness, still moving. An aliveness. But it's not doing anything. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't act at all. It just sits there. And it's just floating there in the moment. And then from that depth, if the person is living in that depth, somebody says something and it evokes a response. And out of this silence, out of this depth, out of this aliveness, something is evoked as a response. And something comes through. But the person doesn't say it. The personality isn't involved. The character, the ego, none of those things are involved. They're all bypassed because this response just comes through and it says the person. The person doesn't say it, it says the person. And it's very powerful in its stillness, in its neutrality, because it's not automatic, which means it's shallow, and it is not trying to change anything. It is totally choiceless. Whether the person hears or not hears, agree or not agrees, gets upset or is grateful, doesn't make any difference. Because at this depth, there is no duality. It's not quite true, but there is very little gratefulness and virtually no complaint. Because everything just is. And the fact is, everything just is. That's the way it is. And then our unique character, personality, ego, behavioral pattern does things with things. And that's our misery. We're trapped in this cycle of all the time trying to get things comfortable to suit our programmed behavior. And it never will, because our programmed behavior will not work. It's not designed to work. In fact, this dimension we're living in isn't designed to work. It's designed to keep not working until we see it's not the outside that needs to work, it's the inside that needs to be with what is. And that is the peace that passeth all understanding. That cannot be understood. The mind cannot understand this peace, because this peace isn't the opposite to war. This peace just is. Always is. As I said that, I was thinking about when we're strolling along and we look up at a koala in the tree that's awake, and it looks down. And it just looks down. It's not afraid, it's high up in the tree. It doesn't seem to do anything, it just looks. And most people, when they see a koala, they go, oh. And it isn't just because it's a fuzzy little, lovely, cuddly looking thing. No. It has this presence of being present. Just there. Present. The peace passeth all understanding. And to realize that, we have to keep seeing what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're thinking. The doing to cover up this unformed space, this indescribable presence. So most of the time you are saying things, remarking things, and there's an energy, and there's a facial expression, and there's a body expression, and there's a tone to the voice. There's a remark there. Almost as though you have to do that, you have to say that, you have to. And the other day you said, maybe I should be silent. You could practice that. But you'll find that your silence probably isn't silent. The mind's going on and on and on. Yes, the mind goes on and on. And don't go with it. Don't follow it. Don't listen to it. Don't go anywhere with it. Just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. And where you're staying now in the moment is a good space, because this moment, that space is a stillness, a silence, even although it's so alive with insects and animals and sounds and wind in the trees and the sound of the water in the stream. Still, there's a harmony there. Everybody's in harmony there. There's a stillness there. In all this activity, there's a stillness. And then, as soon as you come out of that stillness, you walk up the driveway. As soon as you see anybody, see if you can catch those first thoughts, those first words, that facial expression, that tone of voice. See if you can see, hear it. Not to do anything with it, but just see that maybe you've come out of this stillness. Again, the stillness isn't still. The peace isn't peaceful. It's a very alive, but it's balanced. It's neutral. It doesn't have an agenda. It isn't trying to make anything happen or prevent anything happening. It's just there, as a response. And you don't do anything. You don't say anything. And then the mind says, oh, well, I'll be very boring because I'll never say anything. No. Saying will say you. It will come from a different level in you. It'll come through you. It'll just use your facilities. And it'll use all your experience. And it'll use your uniqueness. So what you say will be unique in your way. But it'll come from such a depth. Such a purity. That it'll touch a deep place in the other person. They may not know it. They may be so busy and so behaving and superficial, they don't get it. But that place in you will touch that place in them. So for you, it's just hearing yourself, being aware of your expressions. And what we've heard in the groups over and over and over is, I feel paralyzed. I don't know what to say, because as soon as I say it, I hear it, and no, that's not it. I don't know what to do with my face. I don't know what to do with my body. That's right, that's what happens. It's withdrawal. It's, you're not going to automatically do the things you automatically do. You're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to give it any energy. You're not going to suppress it. You're not going to resist it. And you're not going to change it, and you're not going to work on it. You're just going to become aware of it. And when you become aware of it, it'll just go away on its own. Because it doesn't fit. It's not in the moment. It doesn't belong. It's not you. It's your mother and your father and your priest and your... They're all other people that have programmed you. And all these other people were not happy. And everybody has that place in them. Everybody has that place. But in order to, let's say, be in that place, to experience that place, to resonate with that place, you have to stop doing what you're doing, which is preventing you experiencing that place, resonating with that place. So it's the same old thing. It's coming in to this very moment. Eventually, every syllable. And eventually, you'll find something magic happens. There's a huge gap between each word. There's this vast infinity. And the words just float in and say themselves. And then another gap. And then time stands still.